wait for the mics, please, guys. Put your hand up. Christopher here. Get the mics. They don't? Okay, go ahead.
Kasper, you said you could run a marathon after scoring your first goal last weekend. Do you have any energy after those two?
I got a lot of energy for sure. Two big goals, and I think our team played really well today. And I think we deserve the win. And I'm really happy about the outcome.
What a pass by Brian Boyle. Are you yelling to him to get it back to you? It's like he had eyes in the back of his head.
Yeah, all the credit has to go to Marty and Boyle for working hard in the corner there. And I think one of their D-men lost their stick there, and I was yelling for it because I got this clearly in there, and Boyle made an amazing pass, so I got to put in the empty net.
Morgan over here. First off, how does it feel to win? And second off, all those minutes you had to play because Roman Polak was out.
Great feeling to win. We're happy with the way we played last game, but to lose in overtime was tough. So, we're on the other end of it tonight. Obviously huge goal by Cappy. Yeah. Feels great to go home with the split. And as far as the minutes go, we'll be fine. We got young legs, and we got lots of training staff. We know what we have to do to prepare for the next game, and so we're gonna do everything we can to make sure we're ready.
Next, back there. How much of winning this game gives you even more momentum heading into game three, knowing that you got the split that you wanted on the road?
I think winning at least one game in Washington was something that we were definitely going for. And then, first game we played well, but didn't come out with the outcome that we wanted. But I think we've proven to everybody that we can play with these guys, and we're the underdogs for sure. But the way we've been playing, I think we can be better in certain areas. So we're going to give them a run for their money.
Morgan, can you talk a little bit about Frederik Andersen? I mean, obviously a huge night for him, but in terms of his calming presence, maybe his personality, why it's such a good fit for this team?
Yeah, I mean, he was outstanding in game one, and obviously he was no slouch tonight. He's been the backbone of this team all year. He's been outstanding, night in and night out. And, I mean, like you said, his calmness is, felt by all his teammates. And I think that when we're out there playing and we know he's behind us, I think it gives us that much more confidence. And, him as a person, he's calm, calculated, quiet, and I think that just translates to his play. And what he's able to do to help this team is huge. And I mean, the way he plays the puck is a big part of our breakouts. And again, he was outstanding tonight, and he's been a big part of our team all year.
Morgan, you talked after the first game about wanting to do a better job on the little things. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you guys were able to do that?
Yeah, I think over the course of a game that long, it's draining mentally, and I think that it's easy to, make mistakes at the end of that. But I think we, did a good job as a team, backing each other up, picking each other up when we needed to. Because when you play a game that long, you're bound to, make mental errors, and I think we did a good job of trying to limit those. So, like I said, after game one, we're going to, have meetings. We're going to talk about where we can improve because, we feel like, we have more to give still. And so it's a good feeling going back with a split.
Guys, for either of you, how do you think you dealt with the noise and their physical play, which were two question marks coming in, and going back to Toronto, having a little bit of that on your side for a change?
Obviously great fans here in Washington. I think they had the cowbells going, if I'm not mistaken. Lots of noise. A great atmosphere to play in. That provides a lot of energy. And, going home to Toronto, we're looking forward to playing in front of our home crowd. We have the best fans in the world. And to have an opportunity to play two home games here with a split, you can't ask for anything more.
Kasperi, much was made going into this series about how young this Toronto team was and not being experienced with this at the NHL level. You've played in big games. You've won a world championship. Mitchell Memorial Cup, you look at all of that. Does that seem important now when you've come in here and handled what Morgan's just talked about as well as you have?
Yeah, for sure. I think all the young guys on this team have played in big games, and obviously this is our first time in the Stanley Cup playoffs, but it's, like Morgan said, the atmosphere is insane, and everybody's yelling and the cowbells are going, and it's just, I think everybody enjoys playing these games, and
I'm really excited to go to Toronto and see you know, how the fans are going to be for our two games, and it's going to be wild.
Thanks, everybody.
OT winner for Cappy, by the way.